on Washington Avenue. Later, he gave this huge home to the city, and it served us well as a hospital until, in the 1940s, Alpena General was built. Today, that same corner looks like this, a quiet residential section in the intersection of Murray Street, with four good-sized homes replacing the old McRae Hospital. Andrew Tijon. This burial place reflects a sad occasion. Andy worked at Island Mill, one of the earliest and best known of the 16 or so sawmills that buzzed away on the banks of our river in town. It was unusual, built as it was on an island in the river between 9th Street and 2nd Avenue bridges, near the sorting gap of the old lumber days. This is the island today, now really a peninsula, since some latter-day owner saw fit to attach it to the shore. But in its heyday, Island Mill ran round the clock. As the shifts changed one afternoon, an eager workman poured cold water into the still hot boiler, and the whole of Island Mill blew up. Andy Tijon and several others blew up with it. The mill was rebuilt, and it was the last to be closed. Its steam whistle screamed for the last time in 1926, officially closing Alpena's lumber days. Persons is the name on this stone. Captain Persons of the Great Lakes Steamers. John Persons came to Alpena as a child. His father was keeper of the lighthouse on Thunder.